Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC with my guest co-host for today, Juan Manuel Benitez.
What a week for Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos, Brian. On Sunday, voters rejected the peace deal he negotiated over 4 years with the rebel group FARC. But despite that setback, this morning he was announced as the winner of this year's Nobel Peace Prize. The committee praised his efforts to include the Colombian citizens in the process.
Well knowing that the accord was controversial, he was instrumental in ensuring that Colombian voters were able to voice their opinion concerning the accord in a referendum.
To talk about this prize and what it means for the peace process in Colombia, we're joined by Maria Isabel Nieto, Consul General of Colombia in New York and former personal secretary of President Santos. Slate's Joshua Keating will join us later, a little later in the show as well. And we want to hear from you, our listeners, especially Colombians who are our listeners. You can call us at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Whether you supported the peace deal or not, are you pleased with this selection? Will this help or hurt the cause of peace in Colombia?
Ambassador, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us how you reacted to the news this morning.
Well, I was really surprised and happy. I thought it was a joke, not because I couldn't believe it. It was because, well, you know, these days so many things are happening and it was not an easy week. But I was really, really happy. And since I saw President Santos directly making these efforts to find peace, it wasn't a surprise at the end.
What do you think was the president's reaction? And also, you were with him a week ago, right?
Yes. Well, he said it on national TV. His son was the one who gave who came to his room and woke him up with that news, and he was really, really happy, of course. And what he told was that this Nobel Prize is not for him, it's for the Colombian people, but mostly to the victims.
And Consul, we know that normally when this happens, when we have Nobel Peace Prizes like this one, when there's a conflict in some country in the world, normally the Academy gives the award to not only the president or the politician trying to get the peace, but also to the guerrilla in this case, or to the other side of the equation. Are you surprised, or are Colombians surprised that in this case it was only given to President Santos?
Well, anything that I say would be a speculation because I don't know what was the mind, what were the Nobel Academy thinking. But what happened on Sunday, it was half of the country said no to the agreement, and that is because of the rejection that they have against the FARC guerrillas. You know, this has been a very difficult process, and one thing is accepting them to come into society again, and another thing is making them kind of a heroes. So that's why it's not a surprise for anyone.
Joining us now is Josh Keating, staff writer at Slate, who focuses on international affairs, including Nobel Peace Prizes. Hi, Josh. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian. Great to be here.
And I see you wrote in Slate this morning that giving the Nobel Peace Prize to President Santos is a head-scratcher and, quote, premature and not very helpful. Why do you say not very helpful?
Well, you know, I mean, part of peace is not just, or making peace is not just sitting down with the enemy. It's bringing the others. It's bringing your own supporters along with you. And you know what we saw earlier this week with the rejection by Colombian voters of this peace accord shows that there's still work to do. And I know the president is sort of scrambling now to meet with other political leaders and with the FARC to come up with a new deal. And it just, to me, it feels premature given that a deal hasn't been reached, which all Colombians can agree with. And, you know, throwing a peace prize into, you know, one position in this debate just seems like it has the potential to increase the political polarization and, you know, is not the kind of thing that would make either critics within Colombian society or the FARC more likely to make concessions going forward.
Are you worried about that kind of a backlash to the prize, Ambassador?
Well, I respect pretty much what he's saying, but I don't really agree with, because he not only sat down with the enemy, but also he made the country conscious about this problem, and it was a process also for our people to understand that they had to heal their hearts. So it's not only getting into an agreement, signing a piece of paper, is just all a movement of how the country changed the mind. Even, I mean, you were saying that he might this might increase the political differences, and in my point of view, it couldn't be worse. I mean, worse than it is now. What happened on Sunday made people to be on the same side. We are seeing people that voted no now willing really to save the process. So things happen for a reason.
Josh, knowing the Nobel Prize Committee to the extent that you do and how they work, do you think this prize was already selected for Santos because of the peace agreement with the FARC? Or did he maybe get pushed to the top of the list on Monday after the agreement was defeated in a national referendum to encourage his side of that debate?
Well, it's interesting. The final decision isn't made until October, so they would have made this decision, the final decision afterwards. Santos, along with FARC commander Timochenko, had been considered front runners for the prize, but I think a lot of people assumed that they would be scratched off the list after the referendum results. So, I would imagine that a lot of people on the committee were probably planning to vote for him and decided, despite what many Nobel observers were predicting, that they would stick with the choice, and it was pretty surprising.
And Josh was talking earlier, Consul, about how some people might think that this is premature, and it's similar to what many Americans thought in 2009 when the prize was given to President Barack Obama. They said, like, well, he hasn't done anything yet, right? He just got into the White House. Is that the same feeling that some Colombians have today, that maybe this award is premature since there's no deal at this point?
Well, frankly, I don't know what the country is divided. So maybe I would say that half of the country thinks that maybe it's premature, but half not. And I would say that the difference is between what you're saying, Obama, is that President Santos has already shown so many results, and it's been a struggle for 4 years. Not only he hasn't manifest some intentions, he has really sat down the whole international community, put the guerrilla, I mean, with agreed to come back to civil life, and as I said before, the victims, for example, the victims is the only process in the world, peace process, that has already given compensation mm-hmm. to the victims even before signing. But as I said before, the country's divided. But I mean, he has shown so much to deserve this.
Let's take a phone call from I think a Colombian American skeptic, Arturo in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Arturo, thank you for calling.
Oh, Brian, thank you for taking my call. A long time listener.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, the point is this. My wife is from Colombia. I was born here in the United States. My parents are from Peru. Been married 30 years. Both of my children were born in Colombia. Now, let's talk about the people that have suffered, the people that lost their parents, wives, they were kidnapped. Where's the justice for them? All of a sudden, they're gonna let these people go. They're giving them perks, 1,800 pesos per month, which the minimum wage is 600 pesos for average citizens. These people are getting 1,600 pesos. All right, they're gonna get a seat in Congress. Okay, they're getting off scot clean.
Ambassador, you're shaking your head.
No, what I'm saying is this is not a surrender agreement. I mean, this is not a surrender. This is an agreement. So they're not going to give them more than a minimum wage. They're giving them 9% of a minimum wage by month, and it's part of the price that we have to pay so people can come and
1,800,000.
Arturo, would you rather keep fighting a war?
I'm sorry?
Would you rather keep fighting a war and having people
die? No, it's not that, but where is the justice? Where's people? There was a time when I used to go to Colombia. I go to Colombia every year. We have homes down there. We have, like my grandchildren are down there. Now, there was a time that we were able to, like, go down to the shore, go to the mountains, whatever. And for a very long period of time, we were neglected to do that because, why?
Arthur, you should go now.
The ambassador says you should go now.
You should go now.
So, Arturo, one more time. Do you think it's going to be better to go there with the peace agreement or without the peace agreement?
What I'm trying to say is this, Brian, all right? There needs to be justice. They have to pay some type of payment. They need to be justice.
More than there's in this agreement.
And at the end of the day, Arturo has a valid point. And actually, his position is the one that won at the referendum last week. But given now the price, Consul, and I know that you don't like doing political analysis or partisan analysis, but we know that President Santos met with the opposition on Wednesday with former President Uribe and Pastrana. And do you think that now this Nobel Peace Prize is going to give him more leverage to get some sort of an agreement with Uribe and Pastrana so they can get their supporters to support whatever final deal they're able to work out?
Absolutely. I think this is a very good moment. And it will do. I mean, the whole country is happy, although some can be more think that it's premature, whatever. But, I mean, the sensation is, okay, this is for the country, for the victims, this is for us.
And Joshua Keating, you were trying to get back in here?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I would, though I was sort of critical of the decision, I wouldn't really compare it to the Obama one. I mean, just even reaching de facto peace has been a pretty incredible accomplishment. And there's no sign, even though the agreement hasn't been finalized, that violence is going to return. I mean, if I were to make a comparison, I mean, we saw last week in the obituaries for Shimon Peres, the former president and prime minister of Israel, who was who shared the prize with Yasser Arafat and Yitzhak Rabin in 1994, which, in retrospect, is a sign that sometimes these awards can, come to symbolize the shortcomings of diplomacy as much as their achievements. And I hope that this isn't one of those cases, that this will push the peace process forward rather than just kind of inflaming what the counselor said, the already very stark divides in Colombian society.
Joshua Keating from Slate, thank you very much. And Ambassador, a last word in 30 seconds or so. What do the president now turn around and say to the people who just defeated a referendum for this peace agreement with the Nobel Peace Prize Committee doing what it did?
Thank you. He would say, because he said it this morning, is that this is a moment that all Colombians should be together trying to push the agreement to find the real prize is achieving peace. And hopefully we're going to make it. And very soon, sooner than later, this is going to have to end because legally there's things happening and the position is sitting at the table and hopefully it will end as every Colombian wants. Thank you.
And I think that's really interesting because whatever happens, Brian, I think Colombians, after so many years, all of them, no matter what, deserve to have peace.
Ambassador, thank you very much for
thank
coming
so
into our
much
studio
for having
on
me.
This of all days. And listeners, I guess I was lucky in a way that my trip to visit family in Florida this weekend had to be canceled because it got hurricaned out. Lucky because I got to co-host with Juan Manuel Benitez, who was going to fill in for me today.
Brian, thanks for keeping me on board, even though you were around to host your show after all.
Brian Lehrer with Juan Manuel Benitez on WNYC. And folks, don't forget, I'll be back on Sunday night at 8 o'clock to begin our debate coverage. So I hope I'll talk to you then. Until then, have a great weekend.